I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Welcome back to Butler on Business. My name is Jason Riddle here in the studio with Alan Butler and Taylor Austin. You know, this year, Alan, is the Independent Institute's 25th anniversary of advancing the fundamental ideas necessary for a peaceful, prosperous, and free society. And now we're joined on the phone by Mary Thoreau, Senior VP of the Independent Institute. Mary, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Mary, it's a pleasure to have you on. What is your institute? What is the Independent Institute? What do y'all do exactly?
Well, the Independent Institute commissions studies in the root causes and proposes alternate solutions to problems of pressing current issues. So currently, of course, people are most interested in issues of the economy, but we also deal in foreign policy, environmental policy, and a whole range of issues.
What were your thoughts on the president's speech last night in hopes of creating jobs with his new spending stimulus measures?
Well, government doesn't create jobs. Government diverts productive resources and does so very inefficiently. Government causes deep uncertainty for businesses, which is the primary reason that businesses aren't creating jobs right now, because they have no idea what the rules of the game are going to be next month or next year. So they're holding on to their cash, and they're frankly afraid of investing in this environment. So the best thing that President Obama could have said last night was that they're going to roll back these 2,000-page bills that no one knows what's in them and give unprecedented discretion to petty clerks to do whatever they want to, and give businesses this, and individuals the certainty that we need to lead our lives and create new businesses and create the jobs.
I thought he could have gotten further down the road if he had just stood up there and said, I pledge tonight that the government will quit destroying private sector jobs.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Mary, in addition to being an anchor around the necks of private industry, the government's also encroaching in several other areas of our lives. Two recent examples I'm thinking of are the asset seizures by governments, where the government is literally taking money without necessarily the proper cause, the proper procedures in terms of warrants and things like that. And then also the TSA. Can you talk maybe a little bit about the asset seizures we've seen recently?
Well, asset seizures have been going on for a long time, but they've been ramped up certainly in the last several years. It's a really dangerous concept because it allows law enforcement officers to seize property first and insist that people prove that they're innocent afterwards. And if they can't prove that they're innocent, under much less stringent requirements than a full court procedure, then the government gets to keep the assets, and they get to sell them off and keep the money. And, of course, in these days of budget deficits and cutbacks and in resources that are otherwise available to them, that's an awfully tempting tool for a police department to have at its disposal if they know that they can seize a supposed drug lord's house or car, sell it off, and keep the $1 million. It's kind of not a good thing to let them do.
Yeah, it seems like one of the major tenets in a free society that we certainly think that we live by here in America is innocent until proven guilty, and it seems like this really turns that up on its head.
Yeah, this is guilty until proven innocent, so they can say, boy, you've been making deposits to your bank account at just under the $5,000 mark, which requires the bank to report them to the federal government. Therefore, you must be doing something illegal. Well, if you happen to have a business that takes in a lot of cash, like a bar or other, and you happen to make $3,000 or $4,000 a night in cash, that doesn't make you a drug lord. But they have actually seized a $1 million bank account from someone in just that circumstance, contending that that's evidence in and of itself that they're doing something illegal. And the guy has to then go try to find money. He doesn't now have money because he doesn't have access to his bank account to hire a lawyer to prove that he's innocent. And furthermore, under these kinds of cases, the government doesn't have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. They just have to show that there's enough evidence that somebody could be guilty under these circumstances. So it's criminalizing all of us just as the TSA does, which you raised.
And that Patriot Act. I mean, that's just terrible.
Well, there's another 2,000-page act that was passed without anybody reading it, and it's full of things that allow discretion to any clerk, any policeman on the street to do things that they really, our founders knew, you don't give that kind of power to any human being because we're not infallible.
Mary, one of the points that was raised during the GOP debate the other night, I'm a big Ron Paul supporter, but I thought he could have done a little bit better job explaining when they talked about how in the world would the free market, would the private industry possibly handle something like airport security or even the air traffic control. Do you have any thoughts about how the free market might handle those types of things?
Entrepreneurially, first of all, you know, the government handles everything with a big hammer. So they assume everybody, again, everybody is guilty until proven innocent. And they only use the most onerous, invasive, and disrespectful ways of dealing with us. They don't treat us as clients or customers. And the airlines, of course, would have an incentive to make sure that their customers are dealt with in a way that is respectful, while also maintaining their security. There are lots of tools available, and there are lots of ways. We were just in Heathrow. Now, England has dealt with terrorists for a lot longer than the United States, and the security there is very easy to go through. You don't take off your shoes. You don't get felt up. You don't go through a naked scanner, etc. There are a whole range of methods, and the nice thing about the private market is that people can be entrepreneurial. You can have different people try different things to come up with the most effective method, including profiling, including security that doesn't strip children, etc.
Well, I think it's certainly evidence that the farther we are removed from a free society, the harder it is to imagine how a free society might work, and we often forget that the market is very innovative. We don't necessarily have to have all the answers, but we have to understand that the market process allows for this continual improvement, which you're talking about.
Yeah, it's incredible the innovations that come up that no one could imagine. And you know, no, we're not omniscient. The government's not omniscient. And we forget when the government's been doing something for a while that they did used to do it and problems were solved perfectly well.
Yeah, you just can contrast. I mean, just think about the innovation in a competitive industry. Just think of Apple and then contrast that to the post office.
That's right. And as one of our senior fellows wrote a piece on recently, that if the government were in charge, there'd be no iPhone. In fact, there wouldn't be any personal computer.
Mary, what do we do? I mean, the Patriot Act, that's bipartisan. You've had presidents in both parties push it again.
Oh, yeah.
The
absolutely.
TSA is bipartisan. The courts have turned a blind eye. I mean, what do we as citizens do about it? Because it's really now, it's these two parties against our liberties.
Yeah, well, I think we really have to attack this notion that we can elect the, quote, right person. We can elect a good guy who's going to take care of this and reverse it. It's not going to happen in the political process. People have to stand up and say, no, this isn't the way it's supposed to work. Government is not supposed to have this kind of power, and you cannot have it. Lequalessa did this, and you mentioned our 25th anniversary. We're having a gala in the fall, and one of the people we're honoring is Lequalessa. And he, as a pipe fitter, stood up to the Soviet Union and said, no. It's not that complicated to end tyranny. It just takes enough people to say with civil disobedience, no, you can't do this anymore. We're not going to put up with it.
You know, the one thing I'd like to target is the TSA. You don't want to harm the airlines, but I'd like to see everybody just go on a flying strike for a day just to send a message.
Yeah, I look like the most innocent person in the world, if you ask me. A very, very nondescript middle-aged woman. And I always get selected for the strip search thing, and I always opt out of the naked scanner and get groped. And I am very vocal as I'm being groped. And it amazes me that as I'm standing there getting groped and I am saying, this is absurd and this is a violation of the rights, of our rights, and we all ought not to go along with this, that people look uncomfortably away from me. And they really need to say, oh, she's right. And we all, if everybody in that security area said, yeah, right, you know, I think they'd step down.
Couldn't agree more. You mentioned the gala. One of the other people that you're going to be honoring is Robert Higgs, and I would certainly recommend to everybody to read his book, Crisis and Leviathan. It's an excellent book. But
oh, it's absolutely seminal, and it describes perfectly. It was written 24 years ago, but it could have been written today about the Patriot Act and everything else.
Well, Mary, we got to hop out. That's all the time we have for today, but we certainly appreciate your time, and we appreciate everything that you guys do over at the Independent Institute.
Great. I enjoyed talking with you. Have a wonderful day.
And Mary, we look forward to having you back.
I'd love to do it. Thank you.
Okay. This is Alan Butler, Butler on Business, and we'll be back with a little bit more on Obama in a minute.